NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you.
Oh.
Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane, okay? A lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything,
right?
And a million products.
Yeah.
You don't even have to worry about that, right? Plus it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards. So, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking, the weed whacker for your hair and your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo, they got conditioner, they got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line, any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, their hygiene's not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
All right, so let's get the mail. The first one is from, is this guy? Okay, Joe, have you been keeping up with the suspensions in the Discord, Joe? I've suspended like about 8 people.
Yeah.
Are you making sure they're not sending questions?
Yeah, no, I recognize all the Discord names.
You're like, Joe, you know what you are? You are like our border patrol, okay? Because you are the
you're
one
the last line of defense.
Responsible right. for when I'm condemning, when we're apprehending these people, and we're throwing them back at the border, you need to like, take note and make sure they don't get back in.
Yeah, so that's fingerprints, like Polaroid.
Right. It's like the bullshit thing. I told you to read the letters, but they keep coming through. Okay. There should be no reason for that.
It's a porous border. I saw you suspended original simulant.
I did.
Well, my fine will not be porous. All right.
Next one's from some Gonda. Well, let's get the email if this is interesting. The first one is from some Gonda Chanko. And the subject is the next Kurt Angle, he is not. Good day, K100 crew. Wish you all well, and I hope Conan is feeling healthy. As you may or may not have heard, Olympic gold medalist Gabe Stevenson had his NXT debut over the weekend. The previous Tuesday on NXT, he had a live in-ring promo that set up the match. It wasn't very good. The match itself wasn't very good either and got booed out of the building after he missed a couple spots and tried to do an ankle lock. The crowd chanted, "You're not Angle," at him. Personally, I thought his selling was decent. It's obviously a freak athlete. You guys don't follow NXT, so you wouldn't know the direction they might be heading in. But based off your knowledge of the business, do you think it's a mistake to align Gabe Stevenson with Kurt Angle? And as a talent, how do you handle crowd rejection? Let's play that crowd reaction. I haven't seen it. Well, first of all, this shows how the detestable wrestling fans are. You're literally going to bury this guy after his first match? Imagine imagine if we would have listened to wrestling fans, what they thought of Rocky Maivia. Or Steve or the Ringmaster.
Let me just say one thing real quick.
A guy off did you one see, match. It's ridiculous.
Let me tell you. So I never, very rarely tweet at people I don't know, but Stephen A. Smith had gone on this rant that Errol Spence should retire after the beating Cropper gave him. And I'm like, anybody can have a bad night. If you have a bad night, should you retire? I mean, come on. Yeah.
To George St. Pierre, but quit after he got knocked out by Matt Serra?
Right.
I was like, come on.
Right.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, the NXT Universe in this matchup. You know, Book, I want to come to you with this question.
People Stevenson outside so we can use a little furniture right here. As you go, son, that's called a shucky ducky quack quack moment.
Corbin just broke the count of the official so he can continue to.
I guess enough. That's enough. Right.
Corbin understands
once. That's enough, Joe. Okay, you know what I hear? A handful of fans doing a chant. Trolls. You know, it's like, come on. That's like, Jesus Christ. So go ahead.
I actually saw this match,
right?
Because I wanted
to
see what dominant. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. So here's the thing: Corbin's a really good worker. So he was in there with a really good worker who was, you know, showing him but leading him through. He did not look bad. I just think the fans probably think Corbin's done a great job and we're behind Corbin. He's paid his dues, kind of like the Eddie Kingston thing in AEW, where like he's been around a long, you know, like when they give the Oscar to somebody at the end of their career because they didn't get it in the beginning. So everybody's like, hey, we like Corbin and we don't like this guy because he's the guy that's being pushed, almost like they do the Roman Reigns. But the guy comes off number one as likable. Okay. Doesn't come up as a douche. He's obviously a freak, superior pedigree athlete. And bro, it's very rare where you're going to get a Logan Paul or a Pat McAfee that rocket in their first fucking match. You know, right. This guy's probably.
Well, the thing is that some guys are just very, some, a handful of them are, make the transition very easy to
right.
Like and Kurt I'll Angle did, Brock
right.
did, because, but let me tell you something. This is the reason why the transition was easy, is because guys like that embrace the art of selling. Okay.
Right.
Very, at a very early stage, which is the most important. Cause if you don't know how to sell, you look confused when you're selling or something. But both, once you sell naturally, it's also teaches you, you work lighter on the people that you're working with. You know, it's just like in that, and that's a Gabe Stevenson may get there, but like just some people pick that up very quickly. Others don't, which is why some people have been in the Performance Center for like 5 years. And you know,
yeah, but he didn't, bro. TV, he did look bad in the match. I just think it's the fans kind of hijacking it and saying, hey, we like Corbin because, you know, he deserves better and he is a good worker. And and this guy's the guy being kind. We know you're going to push him down our throat and we're going to make him pay his dues kind of thing. And you know how the fans are. One guy starts to chant, everybody else starts
right.
to chant. You know,
right.
it's that mob
exactly.
mentality.
It's just a handful of like six friends.
Right.
They did
they're
it.
All, you
right.
know, they all right. They start the
right.
Yeah. It's
right.
very
remember,
easy to do.
Remember they did it to Bray Wyatt when he first debuted. They were chanting Husky Harris at him. They tried
yeah,
to
Yeah, you bro, a handful
him.
Of fans yeah. can do that. It's 100%.
But I think they should this guy mentioned the ankle lock in his email. One thing they should do for the Stevenson guy to try to end the angle comparisons and stuff is get the ankle lock away from him. Not every Olympic wrestler has to finish with the ankle lock. You know, give him his own submission or his own move. That's what I would say.
Hey, next is some Joseph.
Yeah, I would disagree.
Next is some Joseph. I would too, because Conan. If Conan's going to disagree with Joe, I'm going to disagree with Joe too. all right, so here's Joe. Do you have this picture ready?
Mm-hmm.
From Kyle Salters, the subject is Haku's grandson. What's up, guys? I saw a picture of Haku's 11-year-old grandson standing next to Haku. I've attached a picture. This looks like he'll be a giant when he grows up. If you guys ever witnessed any male wrestler's kid or grandkids that is much bigger than the wrestler at such a young age, or is he an anomaly?
It's right. a fucking big kid, man.
Jesus Christ. Dude, you know how 11, big Haku man. Is, right?
What's he, 6?
Look at how big,
well,
look how big that kid is.
He's 11?
11 years old.
Bro, that guy could.
Well, first of all, this kid, if this kid's 11 and he's playing football, he shouldn't be
right.
allowed to play football.
That's
he'd be killing,
that's what I was
he'd
gonna,
be killing
that's
kids
what I,
out there.
Can
right.
you imagine this guy in Alabama or Georgia or Miami or Oregon? Oh, my God.
I can,
bro,
I can pick, this guy could be beating like a 5'11" if the, what your visual picture of an 11-year-old kid is. If there were five of them standing
yeah, the
right
guy
there,
looks like
he would...
he's 17 or 15. Yeah. Look at him. He's
yeah.
11. Bro, and
I find
here's
it hard
other...
to believe, God, it's...
Yeah. Here's the yeah, me too. Here's the can somebody check that up? And if this guy's disinformation, he's suspended.
Yeah.
Remember that guy that was in AEW was he in AEW? Yeah, he was in AEW and he was in Impact, but now he's in New Japan. His name is Hakulu or something like that. Hakulu or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That he was like Haku's
kid.
Son, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
He was humongous, bro. I mean, yeah. this cat was humongous.
Yeah.
Bro, that's what I went to Samoa, okay? Bro, like the girls like at 12 years old, that's what they look like. They're huge.
Yeah.
All right. Next is from Mitch.
I think the kid you're talking about, his name is Hikulio. Is that
yeah.
his name?
Yeah.
Very nice guy. Really nice guy.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Another perfect product for summertime.
Right.
We're in the thick of summer, and you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. So meal prep is like the thing these days. You skip the grocery store and you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat food in 2 minutes. Meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals. So meal prep is the thing these days. Basically, if you want to skip the grocery store, you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes with Factor. So meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals, okay? And they give you fresh food prepared by chefs, stuff like, you know, broccoli, asparagus, leeks. And there's 34 restaurant-quality options. Meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, steakhouse filet mignon. And it also caters to any type of diet that you have. It's very important. They have a calorie smart options, which are under 500 calories. They have keto options, which I'm a big fan of. They have vegan, vegetarian options, and protein plus options with over 30 plus grams of protein per order. All right. You can also mix them up. You can add some proteins with your vegan order if you want to. And also they have like over 40 snacks that you can try and breakfast options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites. And they also have assorted juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's got everything. Let me give you a perfect example. Tons of girls at work use Factor, and all of them are getting in shape. I look at these girls that like they come into work all the time, like they've lost weight in the summertime. I go, what are you doing? They say intermittent fasting and Factor meals. They're meal prepping. That's the easiest way to stay on point with your diet is meal prep, and Factor meals is the perfect option for it. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're not frozen, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Take them and throw them away. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. It's that easy. So head to factormeals.com/K150. That's Factor Meals at K10050, and they're giving you 50% off. You have to try this at 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You have to give this a try. If you're having trouble dieting, if you're having trouble meal prepping, try Factor Meals. Very effective.
Right. And we got sent just to try it, and I thought it was great. So I ordered some more. I'm a big fan of the short ribs, and they have a really good chicken teriyaki and beef and cheese enchilada. You can choose, you know what I'm saying? So been tried by all of us. We all like it. I don't know. What do you like there, Joe?
Well, it's funny that you said steak, because the one that I tried was the grilled steakhouse filet. And that was very, you know, it was almost restaurant like good. I was really, really surprised. It didn't taste like something.
That's the main thing. You can tell the difference in the quality. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It didn't taste like something that you just heated up at home. You know, it tasted freshly made and all that.
So, you know, we're always looking out for you, whether it's your health, stay healthy, and this is a great way to do it. And you can get it at Factor Meals. Boom.
Next is from Michin Sirleaf. The subject is, does Warner Brothers Discovery have a stake in AEW? K100 crew, what's going on? This news goes back a couple weeks. It's connected to the leaked list of banned moves provided to talent AEW, along with suggestions from Warner Brothers Discovery to expand the pay-per-view schedule to monthly shows. And it may be a little bit wordy, so forgive me. Eric Bischoff wondered why Warner Brothers Discovery would suggest this, and his first thought pivoted to Warner Brothers Discovery owning a piece of AEW, has more potential stake in the company, would like to derive more revenue. And that's a quote from Strictly Business Podcast. Maybe a week later on Click This Podcast, Kevin Nash was asked about the ban list. And based on his past experience of the creative team with WCW and the same type of occurrence at ALW Time Warner, he felt that it was a sign that Warner Brothers Discovery owned a piece of AEW as well. In the most recent Strictly Business podcast, Bischoff had a discussion with Andrew Zeri and expanded on this theory. And the more I listen and analyze it, the more I think it is a viable theory. With Zaslav's reputation for wanting content, I don't see it being too far-fetched. But the only issue I see is Warner Brothers Discovery is still looking for ways to cut costs. So laying out a significant amount of money for AEW seems like a heavy lift. What say you, K100 crew? Does the thought of Warner Brothers Discovery potentially owning a piece of AEW seem reasonable? Or am I reading too much into this, into things? Keep doing what you do. I'm not going to provide his – he answers his own question here. So I'm not – that's a miss from New Jersey because this is at the bottom. So I'm not going to read that. I'll say this. They very well could have a piece of – bro, you got to understand, bro, cable TV is terrible. So like this product is like first on cable, like when it's on. So like this might be their number one, like the Warner Brothers Discovery people, like they've looked at their landscape for cable television. It's like this is their most important show. And this is probably why they've decided to add more content, because brother, rest of cable television sucks. And wrestling is like, even though the numbers aren't that great, it's still for them, it's great for them. You know, I mean, what do you think about that? I everything that Kevin said, like, you know, that could be part of it, or maybe that as they're expanding their content and realizing that this might be their most watched show on their network, that, you know, we got to tighten up the screws here and can't have all this blood and gore and like all this other shit. You know, what do you think?
Well, we had standards and practices, which, remember, I was always getting in trouble with them. So I'm sure they have like a modern version of that. And it would be smart. Like when AAA started, you know, part of our owners were Televisa, the network, which was good and it was bad. And because now they have a vested interest to make sure that the show does good, because they've got money in it. You know what I'm saying? So that might be the same thing Tony's doing. Hey, I'll give you a chunk, you know, and that behooves them to make sure that the show has a good, hour. Well,
Collision started, yeah, and the production quality looks better. Like the presentation, right, of the show looks like, right, more, right, looks more, right, modern than the other shows, right? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I wouldn't be surprised. It would be my answer, and it would be smart, I think. Yeah.
Right. Next is from Cesar Canete. Subject is a question for Conan. Hello, my name is Cesar, and I hope all is well with y'all, and I love y'all's show. My question is for Conan. I want to ask if you'd be open to working with AEW and consider reforming LAX. I don't know if Impact Wrestling holds a trademark for LAX, but I would absolutely love to see LAX again in AEW in the future, preferably on Collision. With reports of Santana and Ortiz being on good terms again, would you consider working with AEW and managing LAX again? If so, who would be in it? The originals, Homicide or Hernandez? The second version, with Santana, Ortiz, and Diamante? Maybe add a new members like Andrade and Thunder Rosa with a mix of the two? Or would it be completely new LAX stable? LAX was and is one of my favorite stables of all pro wrestling, and I would love to see LAX again in AEW. So that question's for you, Conan.
Yeah. What was the actual question? Would I reform it, and who would be in it?
Yeah, would you be interested in going to AEW reforming LAX?
The only way would be if I had creative control and I could work with Sanjay, because Sanjay and Jeremy Borash I worked with very closely, and I had really good chemistry. And I wouldn't want to be fighting with Tony all the time about stuff, so I'd rather have Sanjay handle that. And yeah, and it would probably be, I didn't even know Santana or Ortiz were talking again. I'm glad, because I spoke to both of them on this issue. But yeah, probably Santana, Ortiz, Diamante, maybe Homicide.
Next is from Lee Glass, and the subject is mailbag questions, Steiner's best promo. Hey guys, it's Lee from London town, jumping right into it. What has been your favorite Scott Steiner promo that you saw it on both live? You both popped the first time you saw it. Whether it be a WCW when he came through the curtain after a segment, or seeing him in TNA watch on TV, what made you crack up the most? My personal favorite is Steiner Math when he joins the main event Mafia. Kurt's jaws open like, what the F is happening, whilst Nash and Booker cracking up. You don't have to play these clips because I know what he's talking about. The Steiner Math promo is by far his funniest promo. It's one of the most famous. It's one of the funniest promos in the history of professional wrestling.
Yeah,
the Steiner Math
nice,
promo.
Nice shirt from it, too.
Yeah, it was, bro. Joke.
Yeah, put on Patreon for like, people that haven't seen it.
That's like, you know, you came with a shirt. That's like your take on that.
That's a brilliant hysterical shirt.
For him, everything's a shirt.
Right.
Or a button. Next, or a coffee mug.
Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques, like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno, yeah, and Arnold, right, and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But right, one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver, because it's right, packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup. but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Gets you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySupps.com and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit, or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on Legacy Subs. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next is from Jason Turp, and subject is Logan Paul Heat. Hey guys, Logan Paul has been catching heat over his Prime drinks. Senator Chuck Schumer called on the FDA to investigate Prime Energy's marketing tactics towards children. Prime hydration has also been getting a lot of criticism. Derek, the fitness YouTuber who runs more plates more days, has raised alarm over its ingredients and its marketing towards kids. Derek's main points were that despite the name, the drink actually does not hydrate. If I drank in excess, the high potassium content could cause hyperkalemia. Logan Paul responded to Derek last week, and instead of countering the points he made, Logan decided to go the Billy Body route and just called him a virgin. What do y'all think about all this? Logan has been utilizing WWE to market Prime. It's clear he's mainly marketing towards kids. With all the heat, should WWE keep allowing this? Thanks, and that's from Jason Turpin. I had a Prime drink the other day, and I looked at the ingredients. I don't know what the fuss is. It's no different than any other energy drink. It's not like hyper jacked up or anything. I drank. It's got 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is the same as like all the other ones.
I think I get it. I don't even know about this story, but right away the difference to me, Di, is the fact that like, for instance, this says, you know, energy, right? But if his right. prime drink has the same ingredients as a Monster, but it's saying it's for fucking hydration, I don't, you know, that's not correct. It's not a Gatorade. It's a fucking giant Red Bull, right?
Well, there's two different types of drinks. There's prime energy, and no. There's two different ones.
Okay.
It's like the prime hydrates. It's a separate drink. I don't drink the prime hydrate.
Okay. I didn't know that.
But bro, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, they're like, dude, you're going to point at Logan Paul's energy drink as problematic for kids? Dude, you've been giving kids freaking Ritalin because they have they don't want to sit still. It's like you're talking about the Logan Paul, bro. Kids have been drinking Red Bull and stuff and all this shit. Like, but kids these days, they're eating sugar. The sugar's worse than anything. Would you rather these kids eat stuff with 40 grams of sugar in it? It's like the end of the prime stuff that doesn't hardly has to get 10 calories. Come on. That's like, that's idiotic that they're going out. I don't know why they're going after him either. They're singling him out. You know, I don't, maybe because he does have like a mega influence, you know,
his turn.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Conan?
I don't really know enough about it. You know, maybe something that you drink so easily and doesn't affect you. Maybe it could affect kids, but if it's the same milligrams as other drinks that they're drinking, yeah. I don't see what's a big deal, but I don't know enough about this. You know,
right.
I don't really know too much about it.
It's just, I'm looking at it now. It's easy. It's just like D.I. said, the prime energy is obviously a very strong energy drink and the hydration is kind of like a Gatorade. So the energy is not recommended for kids, but prime hydration is fine. According to this.
I mean, dude, you can't not possibly with a logical viewpoint, walk into a convenience store, look at all those energy drinks they have. There's a million of them, and then they go, "Oh well, Logan Paul's is bad, and it's only it doesn't have any sugar." It's like that one sticks out. It's like, okay, that's a good one, you know. So I don't know. It's so weird. I it's crazy. This is a bad. This is a very. I feel bad about this next story. I'm going to read you here. Hank Beanie is the subject of Buff DUI. Buff Bagwell was recently arrested for DUI in Georgia, and he came out and said the arrest was for a sanction regarding a previous DUI and that he's still 11 months sober. All the dirt sheets issued correction without really looking into the incident of Georgia DUI laws. A few years ago, when Buff got arrested, he told TMZ a very similar story. The arrest was for a previous DUI when it wasn't. DDP is working on a documentary with Buff. Dark Side of the Ring is also working with Buff on an episode of him. There's significant business interest for Buff appearing on to still be sober. Disco, is Buff's friend and is someone who's also gotten multiple DUIs in the state of Georgia. You're in a unique position to answer this. Do you think Buff relapsed and got a new DUI and is just working the dirt sheets, or do you think he's still sober? Thank you, Handsome Hank. I don't know. But this was – I felt so bad when I read this story because – literally like 2 days before there were, I saw on Twitter how great he's doing on DDP and stuff and everything. And he was talking about being 11 months sober. Then this came out. I'm like, I don't know when you have a problem when you've had substance abuse problems in the past, it's like, if you know, it's an ongoing thing. It's not a quick fix. Mm-mm. I mean, 11 months sober, maybe, you know, okay. Maybe he had a relapse, but if he's still 11 months sober, okay, cool. Because all this matters is his life is all that matters, and continuing his life in a better way. You know, people's opinions of this don't mean shit. All that matters is how Buff is feeling inside, you know, how this is affecting him. Right. When I was 21 and 22, fascinating thing though, when I was 21 and 22 years old and I never blew a .10, I blew a .08 and a .09. So I was legally, you know, I wasn't at the .10, but they can give you one for under .10.
Right.
So did you ever blow out the Shake Shack? Nothing. So here's the thing, that the last time I saw Buff was like 2 years ago. And if Shane Jacoby from Icon Autographs and Memorabilia, my boy in San Diego, if you have the audio of that, I would like to procure it for dissemination. Tremendous words, by the way, for this show. And basically, this guy had a show in his backyard, and Buff showed up. And Buff was in no shape to even do anything. I don't even know how he got into the ring. And it was against Brian Cage, who's not known for being a good talker. Bro, Buff went out there and did a hilarious promo from like kids and some parents, like a really funny promo. And Cage, who I never expected from, was just as funny in his retort. I wanted to get the audio so you could hear it. And when I saw him, you know, I was like, I just felt bad for him because I was like, damn, man, 20 years later and you're still struggling with this. So we hope nothing but the best for Buff. You know what I'm saying? And get back on the right road, and hopefully DDP can help you with that, like he's done with so many others.
Joe, we suspended Jed Frankfurt. Why is he in the mailbag?
I thought that was he appealed. No.
He didn't.
You're not writing stuff down. You don't.
No. Bro, he appealed. He appealed it last week. He appealed it last week. He said he was sorry. He'd never mention Addicted to the again and all that. Yeah.
When did he? When was this?
Last week's mailbag. I thought you guys took him back in. Otherwise, I wouldn't have forwarded it.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to read this, okay? But there needs to be some type of physical confrontation with him and Mike Holder in the future, or he's going to be suspended again, all right? Like, it's time for those guys to shit or get off the pot. They need to fight, right? Okay, Jed Frankfurt, their subject is Oscar De La Hoya. Hey, keep it 100 crew. Have any of you seen that Oscar De La Hoya documentary yet? It's really great and gets in his life more than I ever imagined. Were you guys big fans of him, and are there any fights of his that really stuck out as your favorites? Best friend of the show, and that's from Jed Ivory Frankfurt.
He kept his promise. He didn't make any joke.
I'll say this. My favorite De La Hoya fight was Ricardo Mayorga, okay? Because Ricardo Mayorga, remember, he was the guy that would stick his face out and let you punch him in the face. He would smoke during training, right?
Any chicken after the interview, yeah.
Right. And
he had a big mouth. He was a huge trash talker too.
He got a lot of fans. Like, he was a draw for a while, but I was like, it was funny because a friend of mine's a big boxing fan. We're gonna say, like, bro, De La Hoya is gonna kill this guy. And bro, I remember they fought. De La Hoya just got right in the pocket with perfect technique and just tortured this guy. Because Mayorga was kind of like a crazy. He just sat right in the middle, stood right in front of him with perfect technique, and just ate the guy alive. And like it was a massacre, you know. And it was
this fight was a lot like the Fernando Vargas fight,
right?
Where there was a lot of bad blood, bro.
Because
everybody hated De La Hoya because he was a little pretty boy that got all the publicity, and all the girls were screaming when he came out, and he was kind of, you know, he had the cheesy smile. He kind of looked very disingenuous, and I hated him, especially because he was beating everybody I liked. You know, he beat Chavez when he was kind of washed up. He beat Camacho, you know, who I loved when he was kind of washed up.
And he was getting a lot of heat from the Mexicans because he was billing himself as a Mexican, but he was living in Oxnard, California the whole time. You know,
and his Spanish wasn't that good.
Right.
And then he beat another guy. He beat another guy that, if you're a boxing fan, you know who this guy was, Pernell Sweet P. Whitaker, I adored that guy. Bro, he beat Chavez that day, and I was so mad. I was like, no, they gave him the fucking – so I hated him for so long. But, bro, he turned out to be one of the greatest boxers of all time. You know,
well, he was in the middle of a time. He was a draw.
And he fought everybody, bro. Here's the other thing. He fought everybody. He never ducked anybody, even Bernard Hopkins, who knocked him out.
Yeah. Pacquiao, Hopkins, Mayweather. He fought everybody. Like, he was he was a very good-looking, very high-skilled boxer in the middle of at a period of time where there were tons of boxers. And he just, you know, there was a golden era of boxing. He was one of the faces of the golden era of boxing. You know,
right?
And funny. He was a pretty boy that could fight, which is why,
And he was kind of, you know, like, think Ryan Garcia, but with mad skills. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a huge following,
right?
And he's been very wild, bro. Because I know a lot of people that know him, and like, alcoholic, you know, drug user, the cross dressing controversy. He's just a wild guy.
Never heard about the. Yeah, there's pictures of him leaked in, like, makeup and lingerie or something.
Oh, really? Right.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah, he liked to dress up as a female. Yeah,
freak. You know?
When he did, he was on the Booger Sugar.
He's got his girl now is drop dead gorgeous. She's like a famous. She used to be on TV.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Yeah, Holly Saunders. She's super hot.
He's always with hot chicks. Yeah, and guys, so, nothing.
Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques? Like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s.
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver, because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Gets you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySupps.com, and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit. Or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on Legacy Subs. Boom.
All right. So the next is from our boy, Tourist Wobbled. And the subject is, who's bet? Tourist Wobbled. He's a frequenter of the mailbag.
All right.
Yo, Conan, I would like, I would post a link to Billy's latest shit talk about you on Twitter, but the loser got his tea sipping ass booted from Twitter once again. Well done, Billy. Take another L right up your ass. The best thing you guys can do on YouTube, the best things that you guys could do on YouTube is the Who's Better stuff. I love hearing your takes and comment section. It always leads to hilarious Mark Wars, so I got one for you guys. Roman Reigns versus John Cena. Who's better? That's an interesting one.
He's right about that. That's a contentious YouTube section.
John Cena, I have to say, because John Cena still gets humongous pops in his later years. Okay, when and until Roman, you can't judge these two until they're both done.
Yeah.
They're both, their careers are finished. Then you can sit there and say, but like, you can't judge one in the middle of his career versus one that his career is over.
Well, I'd say you could call John finished.
Yeah, but
I mean, even when he came back and had that match at WrestleMania, but it wasn't like a.
But I'm just saying, he's still got a huge. I don't know.
Roman's, yeah, but Roman's not done, you know, and that's the thing. Almost like the other day they had this thing with Dr. J, Philadelphia legend, University of Massachusetts legend, and one of my all time favorite players. And they asked him who were his top 10 players, and Steve Curry was not on the list. Neither was LeBron James, and they were up in his face. And he was like, "Bro, they haven't finished their career. Let them finish it." You know, You have a point there. But if I had to pick right now, Cena.
Right, me too. Next is some underdogs. Next is under Dawson, subject is after Rousey. One of the matches I'm generally excited about for SummerSlam 2023 is Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. I think they're really laid in, and frankly, this match should have happened a long time ago. My question for you guys is, what's left for Baszler after this Rousey match? Word online, unless we've all been worked, is that Rousey's done with WWE after SummerSlam. Without the dream match of Rousey versus Baszler to build towards, what do you think will happen to Baszler's career once it's done? And he also says that Billy is a triggered bitch with no audience. Who cares? I mean, what you're worried about what's going to happen to her after the Rousey match? Let's see what happens.
There's a million people she could wrestle with. There's Raquel Martinez. There's Liv Morgan. There's all the other girls not named Rousey. I don't understand this question.
Well, let me ask you. No, I got a question here. It's like, dude, it's like, seriously, if you're focuses on what's going on, what's going to happen with Shayna Baszler, don't bother sending it to the email. I mean, it's like, it's, you know, these questions need to be interesting. All right. So this is a shout out to people that want to send in emails. Send in an email with a thought provoking question okay, that might make it viral on the YouTube channel. Don't ask this boring shit that nobody cares about, all right? Just for the sake of – this is like something you would text me, and I would like – I wouldn't even bother texting you back, like the answer. All right, next is from Jonathan Wood. The subject is woke failures. Hello, gang. I usually send in wrestling questions, but as Conan has always said, he views this as sort of a men's magazine show. So I want to change my question to something you talked about in King 100 Talks. One of my jobs is as a talent agent at a company that many other things is considered the biggest drag queen agency in America. I can attest that last year we were making money hand over fist with no end in sight. However, thanks to certain individuals overstepping the norm and focusing on sexualizing shows for children, it's had a trickle-down effect where we are seeing far less bookings and people not sure that they want to book our artists for fear of the pushback. We are very clear in our agency the shows have to be 18+. Pointed out because some morons thinking that they could do whatever they want could ruin an entire industry if they push it too far. My question to y'all is, what do you think the tipping point will be when the far-left wokesters realize that they've lost the argument? Y'all talked about Dylan Mulvaney. By the way, as someone repping social media influencers, it was just one can. They likely paid them upwards of 100K given their follower count, which has cost AB InBev billions in valuation, as well as Disney losing $1 billion at the box office, $3 billion in streaming, and billions at its parks because they enhanced the woke culture. In fact, the Disney Lucasfilm has become so hated that The Sound of Freedom, movie that Disney dropped when they purchased Fox, will likely make more domestically than Indiana Jones 5, which is slated to lose $200 to $300 million. Sound of Freedom, a film about child sex trafficking, was also slammed by critics as being QAnon adjacent when the film is based on a true story, to the point that during the credits they show footage of the actual raid on the traffickers that is portrayed in the film. Yet rather than give it an honest review, the media attacked it as a QAnon rambling. I know this has been long, but this is all to say, when brands just focused on their fans and growing them and catering to them and just adjusting slightly for the times, like adding in minority characters or tackling a current topic, they succeeded. Versus the current trend of destroying the product and blaming the fans for being toxic, which is now killing franchises. So at what point do you think they will have to get for the wokesters to realize that they're jumping the shark and to come back to reality? And what will it take to finally break the camel's back, so to say? Apologies for the length again. Oh, and Disco, you asked about Brokeback Mountain's box office a few weeks back. I was incorrect. It was $83 million domestically, $180 worldwide, and domestically about 75% was out of major cities and suburbs, so it wasn't here in the flyover states. It wasn't huge in the flyover states. I give him props for saying his mind. I would love to So it wasn't huge in the flyover states, but also not terrible. Also, though, Larry Dallas is winding out. I give him props for saying his mind. I would love to see him in the KG position with Cyrus and Lance Storm, as I can't imagine he could be emasculated the way KG was, which is still one of the biggest D-ballings I've ever seen. Lastly, the Falcons are in trouble now, the Saints of Derek Carr. Who dat? John Wood. The Falcons are not in trouble because of Derek Carr, by the way, John Wood. His win-loss record is terrible. So there's a very interesting – so this thing with equity – bro, what is – oh, God, I can't believe I forgot. What does ESG stand for, Joe? It's like equity, social governance, or something like that. Whatever. But mm-hmm. Basically, there's this thing called I can't believe I don't know. I don't ESG? Know. ESG. Yeah, the ESG.
Environmental, social, and corporate.
So governance. Right. Okay. So basically, like these companies that own all these corporations, okay, are doing this environmental, social, and governance, right? And they're giving people a score, like a rating, okay? And if you're not doing well in what they consider the environmental social governance, is like if you're not woke, if you're not liberal enough, if you're not diverse and inclusive, you're getting low scores, right? So If the people that are getting high scores, then what they're doing is they're throwing all this woke shit at you. If like you're into LGBTQ or like promoting, you're into these high scores and you're going to be like more eligible for investment. Like they're going to give you the, like these corporations are basically like BlackRock and stuff and all this, and the advertising board, like the World Economic Forum, all these people are and thing. They're trying to basically clamp down their beliefs on everybody else. And if you're in with it, you're going to be getting funding. If you're not, they're going to shut you. You're not going to be like, getting funding. So you see like a lot of these like LGBTQ type advertisements or stuff or thing because they're trying to score high, But what it's doing is, it's like the backlash is like, it's turning off the audience. You know, people don't want that. People did not want a lot of the things that are being promoted. They do not want that. Like, you know, we want to be able to welcome it into our lives. We don't want it forced on us, which is, which I think is the problem with like a lot of this stuff. And like, you're forcing your views on people and they're outside the box. And it's stuff that I'm just not really, I don't want you putting me on the spot of like, okay, do you agree with this? Or do you not agree with this? It's like, I'm fine with it, but it's like, you're kind of like, you're making me kind of like be not cool with this because you're trying to force me to be cool with this. It's like a lot of the stuff that they're doing.
And in Anheuser-Busch, you've seen the sales dropped 26% immediately after that campaign, and they've gone down at least 6 weeks
straight. It's complete ignorance on human behavior. People do not want to be forced to like things.
Well, think about the movies too, D.I. Like, look at what happened with Star Wars. They killed everybody that was important. You know, it's been years, so it's not even a spoiler alert necessary. And they transferred the star of the Star Wars franchise now to this girl that they're calling whatever Skywalker. And people don't want it. It has nothing to do with being sexist. It has to do with enjoying the stories and the characters. Indiana Jones, they were kind of transferring the top spot to a female character. And it just, it happens a lot. Look at what happened with the newest Thor. I'm sure Conan saw it. They basically made a female Thor that was stronger than the male Thor. Same thing with She-Hulk. She-Hulk stronger than the male Hulk. You know, it's just, there's a lot of it. And it's just fucking with people's, you know, perceptions of their favorite characters and stories and stuff. They don't like it. It has nothing to do with woke or anti-woke. It has to do with, if you want to tell that kind of story, then create a universe to tell it in and don't necessarily interfere with, you know, the Star Wars universe or Marvel or whatever.
What do you think with it?
Yeah, that's a good point, Joe. I think the problem is, and this is a huge problem, is that for so many years, you know, whites were always in positions of power and minorities were excluded in just about everything in society. Even today, we can go to TVs and movies. Latinos are 17% of the population, yet there's only 4% of representation on TV and movies. That's ridiculous. But that doesn't mean you have to have Latinos on every fucking show. And I think what's happened is that now that people are in positions of power, females and LGBTQs and minorities, it's almost like their way of getting back and they're going about it the wrong way, you know? And this country's definitely split down the middle. So look, like those 20% that they lost is people that don't believe in woke culture. But unfortunately for those that don't like it, and I'm not a big fan of it, I'm not a fan at all, is that that's what kind of like the young generation is into. And as generations die off, that's what's going to be the prevalent thought and social mores in this country. So it's going to happen no matter what. Won't happen now, but it's going to happen.
Yep. I'm going to disagree with you on when you said the country split down the middle. Because the visual picture is, you know, we have half on this and half on this side, right? I would completely disagree with that. I would say our country is split like a football field. I think the two extreme groups that everybody focuses on are all in the end zone, and everybody else is in the middle of the field. And it's like, but the only people that we hear from are the people in the end zones. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, with the people in the middle of the field, like, you very rarely hear from them, even though that's like a vast majority of people, because people are afraid to speak up. And like, we're having to listen to people that aren't afraid to speak up. And they're like, you know, they're creating these narratives and stuff for thinking like the people in the middle, like, you know, Jesus Christ, what's going on? You know, it's like, it's crazy. Like how there's so much of extreme, there's extreme right and there's extreme left. Okay. And I think everybody can visually point those two groups out. It's like the people in the middle, I think that the people on the extreme right and the extreme left think that their group is like split, like the people in the end zones, they think the country is split 50-50, but they don't realize, I think, that they're actually in the end zones. That's the visual picture I would give. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, but I do think the country is like almost 50-50, a little bit to one side, a little bit to the other. Yeah.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you, in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah. I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So I would
highly recommend. What did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that. Right. You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any... Right. Yeah.
All right, so anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right. Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Next is from Carlos Marino. The subject is seating. What up, K100 crew? I recently attended an Impact tape in Chicago where their numbering system used for tickets in my section was weird and confused everyone, except for your boy who looked at the seating chart before heading over. In addition, the section appeared to be oversold. How does this happen? Computer ticketing error, just someone did not set up enough chairs. Unfortunately, my section boo-boo faced it the entire night instead of bringing it like we do in the shot and in the chai. Keep up the ball busting. The pod is how I relax when I'm not teaching special needs students. That's from Carlos.
Is Mike Durbin in your class? Nothing.
He very well could be.
Because he's from Chicago.
I would guarantee.
Doesn't Durbin live in Chicago?
I bet that they sold the tickets, but you know how it is when you work a show. It's not like you're bringing in a professional team of people to set up the ring and set the chairs up. You know, right. So it's like, I guarantee, like, whoever set the chairs up probably just made a mistake, or like, you know, it wasn't like they didn't have official chair setter uppers like for Ticketmaster working to set the seats up. They had a wrestling crew, which is usually like some guy is paying.
That's trying to get on the show.
He got 500. The guy that brought the ring is getting $1,500, and he brought three guys to set it up with them, and they're getting paid. He's paying him $50 each. And they're setting the rings chairs.
And right? Two of them are trying to get tryouts. Yeah,
right, exactly. I'm not saying that is what happened, but that's probably what happened. Next is from Power Requires Hustle. Subject is Hey
Fan. That's King Cold.
Oh, is it really? He's a fan of mine, too. So I'm going to shout out to King Cold.
He's a good kid.
Want to get a bunch of heat on Twitter? Tag the Disco Inferno in a thread and ask him his opinion. It's odd that these nothing happening internet bums aren't old enough to realize that Glenn was one of the best television champions in WCW history. Modern fans just can't comprehend how cool wrestling was in the late 90s. What was your favorite music to work out to in 1999? Limp Bizkit's Significant Other album was my shit at the time. That is absolutely unbelievable. The Limp Bizkit Chocolate Starfish was my workout music that would work out to. Because it had a Full Nelson, Rollins, bro. There were five songs that were excellent workout songs. So Limp Bizkit absolutely is good workout music. King Cold, shout out to King Cold for game recognizes game. What do you think about that? Game recognizes.
Yeah.
Game.
What did you work out to in '99? If you remember.
Yeah, probably hip hop. I was really into hip hop, but I also liked Linkin Park at that time. So I would work out to like their first album, had some good shit.
Mm. Here's an interesting question.
Peter Frampton, too.
This is an interesting title. The guy's name is Eek V. Like, not the Eek. It's Eek V.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He has blank. He put the subject in blank. There's no subject. This is interesting, that question. Hey, Conan. Hey, Disco. Do you think CM Punk and FTR are like the EVPs of Collision? And do you see them following some of the mistakes as the Elite? I'll let Conan answer that first.
Is it interesting, though?
I don't know. It's very weird because you have Punk, the Elite, Kenny, and the Young Bucks. All right, they're all very, very passionate about professional wrestling in kind of a Markish kind of way, because you don't really see these guys doing anything like getting outside of the wrestling bubble. Like, everybody's like, they're just like, Punk likes hockey, you know, like he's a Chicago Blackhawks fan, so tweet about that, but. It's like, bro, these guys are like kind of like really marks for themselves and marks for wrestling, right? But they have different philosophies, kind of. You know, it's like I think FTR and Punk are more old school. You know, the Elite and Kenny are new school. But this thing of do you see them following some of the same mistakes as the Elite? I mean, I don't know. The Elite have made, like, as EVPs, like, those guys have made tons of mistakes. As characters, they made tons of mistakes. Not push, like, they really don't even push themselves when they should have been like one of the focal points of the show, the Elite and Kenny. But they're not really like, they kind of like don't go full bore with it and don't like push themselves to top. I don't know. It's like, but Punk and FTR have no problem with that. You know, like, for like FTR is his top guys out. Like, you know, they, I don't know. They have a very weird thing about them that it feels like kind of that they feel disrespected, that they're not respected as the greatest wrestlers on the planet Earth. You know, and they're kind of like reiterating that in their promos when they say top guys out. Like, they're trying to reiterate to you, hey, we're top guys, you know, and so and I'm like, whatever. I don't know. They're very, this is a weird question. Is following some of the same mistakes? Bro, AEW is like the biggest mistake they make is not putting these guys against each other. Would you agree with that? Those are all six of them are making the same mistake.
I will say this. The Young Bucks are humongous Clipper fans. I don't know why not Laker fans, but they are big.
Oh, yes, right. They're big Clipper fans.
They follow basketball.
Right.
Like, they know a lot about the Celtics-Lakers rivalries, and I think Kenny's like really into hockey, like most Canadians. What was the question? I don't know what mistakes they made.
So they made a lot of mistakes.
Tell me which ones they are. I will agree with you that they don't seem motivated. They don't seem like, and from what I heard, they already resigned, but that I could be wrong. But they just didn't seem motivated like the last few months. You know what I'm saying? They still brought it in the ring, but like their backstage promos weren't that good. And they just, I don't know. They've kind of become stale.
Next is from Dr. Eggs More Eggs Jr.
He's a doctor now?
Subject is Breeze's deal. So many people write into K100 and all over YouTube about how Tony Khan is a horrible businessman who throws money away. Well, maybe those people should hold back on their criticism, because it was revealed in the dirt sheets that Tyler Breeze re-signed a deal with WWE to literally only appear on Up, Up, Down, Down. That's right. WWE are paying him full wrestler contract money to stay home and play video games. It's the greatest contract I've ever heard of in my life. What do you guys think about this deal? Personally, I would still be using him on TV. His gimmick would be the perfect for maximum male models. Well, first of all, do you have any idea what they're paying him, how much? And do you have any idea what they're getting back from that content? So Dr. Eggs More Eggs Jr., this is almost misinformation, because you have not given us, you just said you're trying to imply that WWE is terrible at running business because they signed Tyler Breeze to play video games without saying how much they paid him and how much that show brings to the brand. So, but actually, let's go ahead and suspend him, because this was if Community Notes was on this, they would ask if this is helpful.
I like Community Notes.
Yeah, I like Community Notes too. This is kind of a very, very, you know, what you were trying to imply is stupid. That if you're trying to say that WWE is like that Tony Khan is a better businessman than WWE because WWE signed Tyler Breeze to play video games, then I think that's, yeah, we have to suspend you. Conan, would you agree with that suspension?
Yeah, I just think what he's trying to say is, oh, everybody says Tony pays people to just stay at home, which he does, a lot of guys. Bro, I'm old school. Obviously, if I had that type of money, maybe I'd think differently. I don't think I would. I think if you're working for me, I'm using you. I'm not giving you free money to be at the crib. And they both do it. They've both done it. And, you know, if you have enough money to do it, then I guess then you do it. You know, you don't want somebody else getting him. But I always feel, okay, if you don't want somebody else getting him, then do something with him to make you money, not just pay him to fucking go to catering or sit at home. But
all right, next one's from Fat Factor. Subject is a question about Raven and Saturn. Dear K100 crew, question for Conan and Disco and Conan. Apologize if this has already been brought up in the past, as I'm relatively new to K100. My question is it true that Raven and Perry Saturn on more than one occasion got the entire WCW locker room booted out of hotels? If so, what exactly did he do to have everyone booted? As someone who is familiar with being booted from hotels in my teens and early 20s, I'm fascinated by what exactly they could have done to get not just themselves, but the entire company booted from the hotel. P.S. I have a hunch that Disco was behind the Preston Sharp based on his expressions of glee while reading those emails while sitting over their man and stuff and everything. You know what I'm saying there, man? Is this a their man guy, Joe?
It was Preston Sharp.
No, Preston Sharp, right.
He's referencing,
from Fat in London, actual London, not fake London, unlike that lip-smacking wannabe dirt cheek guy with fake nose and wig. Fat Factor, I have a question for you. Fat Factor, I want you to write in again next week, because I'm going to ask you a question. My question to you is, what are you reading that you heard this story or read this, that this happened? Complete fabrication.
I don't.
That Raven and Perry Saturn got picked out of.
I heard them I heard them both tell the story, at least
what
about one of the occasions. They were partying at the hotel, Raven, Saturn, Kidman, and whoever, and they actually put a slip and slide in the hotel hallway. You know that pool thing where you jump down?
Yeah, we know what a slip and slide is, yeah.
I don't know. It was that when I was a kid. What do I know?
Bro, let me just say this. If that would have happened, everybody would have known about it.
Right.
No, I never heard this. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but that's a big thing. And they would have all gotten suspended probably or fined or something. I never heard this story.
Okay, Joe, let me ask you this. Did Raven and did Raven tell the story on his podcast?
No, I don't think so, but I've heard it on shoot interviews.
Okay. This is a complete fabrication. No, the entire lot, okay, because he says here, on more than one occasion, got the entire WCW locker room booted out of hotels. Okay, if Raven has said that, okay, or Perry Saturn has said that, I'm going to have to say that that is complete fabrication on their part. It's complete.
Bro, let me tell you, Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
If somebody would have been thrown out of a hotel, it was the day that Juventud, if you would have seen what we saw, it was the day that Juventud Guerrera freaked out. That would have been basis to be thrown out of a hotel, and we weren't.
Right.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.